Christopher, good morning.
Good morning. Pleased to be with you.
So, why should we raise the legal age to purchase cigarettes from 21 from the current 18?
So, I'm a medical oncologist in regional Australia, and the impact of smoking is plain to see. It affects a number of my patients, and I, as president of the Private Cancer Physicians of Australia, we think that we will support anything that reduces the impact of smoking on the health of Australians. We know, research shows, that 95% of adults start smoking before they turn 21. If they don't start before that age, then they're unlikely to ever start. This initiative is part of an existing suite of already very successful public health initiatives that have served to reduce the impact of smoking and the smoking rate in Australia from highs of over 30% to down to around 14-15% at the moment. But we think this can be improved further by initiatives such as this.
Now, you did touch on young people just there. We see kids even younger than 18 being able to get their hands on cigarettes, whether from friends or family. How do you think we can combat this problem?
Well, this is part of the impact of this potential change. The current age of 18 means that children as young as 13, 14 can possibly use their peers within the same peer group, let's say at high school age, some people are 18, to legally purchase cigarettes on their behalf, and these networks exist. This manoeuvre to increase the legal age to 21 would further separate the younger people, because we know that the average age of starting smoking is around 15, separate them from the ability to purchase cigarettes by making it that just a little bit harder. Now, we recognise there will be some difficulties in this. The policing of it has been called into question, and young people will potentially find a way around it if they need to. But it's just another thing that we, another roadblock that we can put in the way for people to start the lifelong addiction to nicotine.
Now, anti-smoking campaigns have been going on for many, many years now. How effective have these campaigns been so far in regards to stopping young Australians from picking up a smoking habit?
As you probably know, Australia leads the way in these public health initiatives. Things such as plain packaging, increasing the price of cigarettes through taxation, education initiatives, and other aspects of public health campaigns have been extraordinarily successful. It's now no longer cool to smoke cigarettes, and it's taken years of sustained effort from our public health organisations. This is just part, another little part of that ongoing process that we think may help to further decrease the rate of smoking in our community.
Now, whenever questions about raising the drinking age or the smoking age come up, there are people who mention the changes to individual consumers' freedoms. How do you answer those questions when people's right to purchase a product that they want to use is changed by the government?
Yes, we certainly hear these issues, and as a medical oncologist, we tend to focus on the impact downstream. These issues would need to be debated in the community. We think that anything that shines a light on the harms that cigarette smoking causes is a good thing, but we recognise that this policy would not be without its flaws. It has been modelled in other places and changed in other places. The Institute of Medicine report in 2015 in the United States shows that it was recommended by a group of specialists, and that the impact could be substantial in terms of life saved and money saved. There are individual states, such as Hawaii in the United States, that have instituted this, but it would need to be debated. If it was going to be instituted in, in Australia, it would need to be done at a state level. And we think that this is just starting the debate around these issues.
Now, you just touched on my next question. Are there any other jurisdictions that you're aware of in the world that have raised the smoking age from 18 to 21? And if there are that you are aware of, what results have they achieved?
Well, I have managed to hear an interview from Hawaii, a university person in Hawaii who was describing the early impacts of the raising of the legal age to 21 in that jurisdiction. And she was saying that it had been acceptable and that the results were that the smoking rates continued to decrease. It's hard to know whether or not a measure such as this has a direct effect, given that the rates of smoking are decreasing generally. So, yes, there are other jurisdictions, and in general they're successful and well accepted, but every place is different. In Australia, we'd need to go through our own debate about this.
So would Australia be one of the first nations pushing a reform like this?
Potentially, and we've known from other manoeuvres such as the Plain Packaging Initiative that once someone like Australia institutes this, then other places will follow our lead, as is done in that instance around the world.
If you've just joined us on The Daily, we're talking with Dr. Christopher Steer, President of the Private Cancer Physicians of Australia, about if Australia should raise the legal age to buy cigarettes to 21. Now, Nick Xenophon has recently announced his SA Best Party supports the push for a minimum 21 years to purchase cigarettes. What's been done to get the major parties on board?
I must admit, I'm not sure about this. I've known that Nick supports health initiatives such as this over his time in federal parliament, that he's made this announcement as part of his South Australian state push. So I'm aware, just but through my reading of the media, that he's trying to get this initiative through COAG, the COAG process in the states, but I wouldn't be able to comment on that further.
Just on that, do you think that this initiative has a realistic chance of becoming a reality anytime soon?
It is hard to say. I think it's early days. It seems to have gaining some momentum through this process. And as I say earlier, myself and our organisation support anything that shines the light on the harms that tobacco smoking cigarette smoking does on the health of Australians. And all we can do is continue the discussion and discuss with the health leaders in each state about this issue.
Dr. Christopher Steer, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.